This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Thursday, April 14th, AD 2022. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Last week, Chinese police raided Zion Reformed Church in Shaanxi Province. The officer detained 7 Christians for allegedly violating COVID-19 restrictions. Officials interrogated the Christians and confiscated their phones. The believers continued to meet together after officials shut down the church last year. One of the Christians told International Christian Concern, quote, "Thank the Lord for letting us fight for our faith. Compared with saints martyred for the truth, our hardship is tiny. We have no idea how they will treat us in the future. Brothers and sisters, please pray for us." End quote. Austrian Chancellor Karl Nehammer met with Russian President Vladimir Putin in person on Monday. He is the first Western leader to meet with Putin since Russia invaded Ukraine in February. Nehammer described the encounter as, quote, "unfriendly and tough," end quote. Meanwhile, Finnish Prime Minister Sanna Marin, age 36, announced yesterday that the country will decide on whether to join NATO in the coming weeks. Finland shares an 800-mile border with Russia. Sweden will also consider joining NATO in the coming weeks. As the nations deliberate, Daniel 4, verse 17 reminds us, "The Most High rules in the kingdom of men, gives it to whomever he will, and sets over it the lowest of men." Communist Cuban officials sentenced Pastor Lorenzo Rosales Fajardo to 8 years in prison last December on false charges. However, the family only learned about the sentence just last week from a communication sent by Cuba to the United Nations. Officials detained Pastor Lorenzo last year during peaceful protests. He remains in detention, even though most of the people arrested at the time have been released. The man accused of shooting 10 people on a Brooklyn subway train on Tuesday was arrested yesterday and charged with a federal terrorism offense after the suspect called police to come get him, reports the Associated Press. Frank R. James, age 62, was taken into custody about 30 hours after the violence on a rush hour train. Breon Peace, the United States Attorney for the Eastern District of New York, made this pronouncement.
He has been apprehended. He will be arraigned in federal court in Brooklyn, and if convicted, he will face a sentence of up to life imprisonment.
In recent months, James railed in videos on his YouTube channel about racism and violence in the U.S. and about his struggles with mental health care in New York City. James was born in New York, but had lived recently in Philadelphia and Milwaukee. Police said he'd been arrested 12 times in New York and New Jersey between 1990 and 2007 on charges ranging from disorderly conduct to possession of burglary tools. Last week, Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott announced that the state will be enforcing new measures to curb illegal immigration, including sending migrants to the U.S. Capitol.
To help local officials whose communities are being overwhelmed by hordes of illegal immigrants who are being dropped off by the Biden administration, Texas is providing charter buses to send these illegal immigrants who have been dropped off by the Biden administration to Washington, D.C.
Yesterday, the first two busloads of migrants from Texas were dropped off near the White House. The Texas Division of Emergency Management told Fox News that the plan is working after federal officials stopped dropping migrants in Texas towns. On Tuesday, Oklahoma Republican Governor Kevin Stitt signed a bill to outlaw nearly all abortions. Violators will face $100,000 in fines and 10 years in prison. Unfortunately, the bill allows the murder of unborn babies to, quote, "save the life of a pregnant woman in a medical emergency," end quote. Stitt said he wants Oklahoma to be the most pro-life state in the country.
As governor, I represent all 4 million Oklahomans, and they overwhelmingly support protecting life in the state of Oklahoma. We want Oklahoma to be the most pro-life state in the country. We want to outlaw abortion in the state of Oklahoma.
You and your kids can send a thank you note to Governor Kevin Stitt at 2300 North Lincoln Boulevard, Suite 212, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, 73105. A majority of Americans are not happy with Disney, as the entertainment company has been coming out in favor of sexually perverted lifestyles. The Trafalgar Group asked Americans, quote, "News reports reveal Disney is focusing on creating content to expose young children to sexual ideas. Does this make you more or less likely to do business with Disney?" End quote. 68% of Americans said they are less likely to do business with Disney, and 69% said they would support family-friendly alternatives to Disney. Disney's upcoming Toy Story movie, Lightyear, features a lesbian kiss. Sign Sean Fuchs' Hold the Line petition against Disney through a special link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. And finally, California pastor John MacArthur of Grace Community Church announced they are starting Christian schools to help families leave the public school system. MacArthur said the new schools are a hybrid of private school and homeschool instruction. MacArthur said the public schools are, quote, dangerous, end quote, and called out the, quote, satanic secular ideology, end quote, that dominates American education systems.
Universities are dominated not by hard sciences, but they're dominated by soft sociology. And this is what just shreds people's sense of convictions and justifies any kind of immoral conduct. This is a time to get serious. We even decided some months ago that we couldn't expect all of our Christian families here to send their kids to the public schools. Public schools are dangerous. Even in Florida, which is pretty good, there's a battle to keep teachers from teaching transgender stuff to kids in kindergarten.
Ephesians 6 verse 4 says, "And you, fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord." And that's The World View in 5 minutes on this Thursday, April 14th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.